The Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson. Part 2.
Thomas Jefferson was born in 1743 in Goochland, or what is now known as Albemarle County, Virginia. His father, a surveyor and explorer, married into the wealthy Randolph family and left Jefferson a large inheritance in land and slaves. When Jefferson married Martha Skelton in 1772, her dowry consisted of thousands of acres of land and over 130 slaves. By the time Jefferson wrote the Declaration, he was one of Virginia's wealthiest citizens and a major slaveholder. It is jarring to realize that the author of the Declaration of Independence, a magnificent tribute to individual liberty, was also hip-deep in slaveholding, the repudiation of all that liberty stands for. This inconsistency, some would call it hypocrisy, was not lost on Jefferson or on the many other founding fathers such as George Washington, who also owned slaves. Fully one-third of the signers of the Declaration were slave owners. An anti-slavery Quaker took a well-deserved swipe at this state of affairs.
When men talk of liberty, they mean their own liberty, and seldom suffer their thoughts on that part to stray to their neighbor.
It is an irony of history that Jefferson, a major participant in slaveholding, was a virulent critic of slavery, calling it a hideous evil and calling for its eventual abolition. But Jefferson also believed that America would suffer upheaval if thousands of slaves were released into American society.
We have a wolf by the ears, and we can neither hold him nor safely let him go. Justice is in one scale, and self-preservation in the other.
A